This Saturday night at HGNet Fights Reckless Abandon, MMA veteran Eve Edwards steps back into the cage to go up against Alonzo Martinez. And we have Eve on the line right now, just days leading up to his big fight against Martinez. Eve, you know, you got this fight against Martinez, a guy who not many people in MMA circles know a lot about. What do you know about Martinez, and how are you preparing for him?
I don't know a whole lot about him myself, you know. I just know he's a tough guy, and he's taking a tough fight, so I'm sure he's ready for it, you know. I've only seen his highlight video, and he did fight a friend of mine to a decision, which he won. But I know he's going to come out trying to beat me, and I can't let that happen. So I'm just training really, really hard. I know my stand-up's going to be better, as it is most times. He's going to try and test me on the ground, and he'll probably get surprised there too. But I'm just looking for a good fight, you know.
And this is your first appearance for HGNet Fights, kind of in your backyard of Dallas, Texas. Is this a one-fight deal that you have with them, or do you have some sort of a long-term contract with those guys?
Right now it's a one-fight deal, but I'm definitely interested in fighting for them in the future. You know, I've got a long-term deal with Elite XC right now, and a guy asked me if I wanted to fight for him for a long time, and I've really wanted to do this for a really long time. So, you know, this is not, I mean, yes, it's a one-fight deal right now, but it's not like I'm not looking to do it again. I love fighting here in Texas, and I think they're going to do big things, man. So I'm looking forward to the future with them.
You mentioned your deal with Elite XC. It's a six-fight deal, if I'm not mistaken, and you just fought on their last card in November. Were you a little disappointed to not be televised on that card for the Showtime portion of the broadcast, because this was your first time in several months being featured on the national stage, and yet your fight wasn't shown?
I'm not too disappointed. You know, there's a lot of factors that kind of led up to that fight not being shown on the live broadcast. Part of it was I had a couple opponents switch on me, and you know, it was kind of hard to find an opponent. They really didn't find an opponent for me until the final week of that, and I really, really wanted to fight. And you know, Nick Gonzalez stepped up and he took the fight, and you know, it was just a last minute thing. I don't think they thought it was going to happen. They had to restructure their broadcast. I was supposed to fight Gene Silva at first, but you know, he couldn't get a work visa, and things just worked out the way they did. I'm not upset about it at all. I was glad to fight, and I think it worked out well. You know, I mean, there'll be more fights in the future, and I'll be televised in the future. So, you know, it is what it is, and it's going to work out in the end.
And that said, thus far, are you happy with your experience with Elite XC?
Definitely. Those guys, you know, they have a really good handle on what they're doing and how they're doing things. And I'm really excited about, you know, working with them in the future, man. I had a really good time the last time out, and I think the next time out it's going to be, you know, even better for me. So I'm looking forward to the future with them.
Before taking this fight with HGNet, did you have to ask Gary Shaw or any of the top people at Elite XC for permission to take it?
Not necessarily. Yeah, I kind of had to get permission to take it, but, you know, I didn't get a hard time about it. And I think part of that was because, you know, I had agreed to do this fight before I even got a contract from Elite. And so everything just kind of worked out in the end. You know, they were real good about it. You know, they planned on using me again in the early part of the new year. And this fight, you know, it's going to be a tough fight, but I've been fortunate enough in the past to not come out of fights with a lot of injuries, and, you know, I'm looking forward to going through this fight and doing the same thing and then fighting again for those guys, you know, early part of next year.
Do you know who your opponent will be for your next Elite XC showing?
You know, there's a lot of names being thrown out there right now, but the only opponent that's on my mind right now is Alonzo. You know, the guy's going to try and beat me, so I can't think past him. I can't look past him, you know. I'm just going to do what I do. I'm just going to run through him, and then, you know, whoever's on the other side of that will be the next guy to get beat up. But for now, you know, I've got to focus on him.
You can't give us a little hint as to who that guy will be?
I can't give you a hint because I have no idea and I really don't
Okay.
care right now, you know? It's just one guy I care about right now. Alonzo Martinez is the love of my life right now. And after I beat him up, then I'll move on to the next one.
Now, at the Elite XC show, they crowned a new 160-pound champion in KJ Nunes. Is that your goal working for their promotion? Not for HDNet, not talking about HDNet for now, but within Elite XC, is your goal to try to challenge for that belt?
I mean, that's why I do this, you know. Everybody that if you're not fighting to be a champion, you're fighting for the wrong reason, you know. So definitely that's my goal, to become the number one guy, to become the and the only way to become the number one guy is to become the champion. So I definitely want to do that. I just I'm just waiting to see what happens, and I'll go from there, you know. It's not a big deal though, you know. I mean, it's what everybody's working for, so that's not a big surprise. It shouldn't be a big deal to anybody, but I'm really, really looking forward to moving up the ranks, moving up the ladder, and getting in there and becoming the number one guy. So definitely, that's my goal, to be the champion.
What do you make of KJ Nunes? Because in his fight against Nick Diaz, a lot of people were favoring Nick just due to his experience. And now, due to the cuts, and KJ won the belt. And here's a guy who's done boxing and MMA and was largely unknown before coming to Elite XC. Do you think that he is a deserving champion for the first ever 160-pound lightweight champ?
He beat Nick, so I mean, yeah, he deserved it. I mean, it wasn't like Nick gave it to him, you know what I mean? So yeah, he deserves it. He deserves it just like anybody that goes in there and does what they're supposed to do deserves it. Nobody really knows KJ. I've known KJ for a while, you know. He used to live here in Houston, and he's a good guy, and he deserves exactly what he got. But am I not gonna fight him because I know him? No, but I'm gonna have to get paid to fight a friend, you know. But other than that, I mean, he deserves what he got, man. I think even going into that fight, I knew I wanted KJ to do well because of, the personal relationship I have with him. But I honestly thought, Nick's experience was gonna be a little bit too much for him. He proved me and a whole lot of other people wrong. So you got to give him his props and congratulate him for that.
Before signing with Elite, you were featured with Bodog Fight. Haven't heard a lot about them. I mean, they've been working with other promotions, Strikeforce in particularly. Anything new on the Bodog front?
Nothing for me. I think, Bodog and I had our stint together, and I think, we're both done with each other, and we parted ways, I guess, amicably, but I don't see myself fighting for those guys in the future, and I don't know what their plans are, but I wish them well.
All right, final question before we let you go. You're one of the top guys in the Houston area, so I have to ask you about the death of Sam Vasquez just last week. I mean, this has brought up a lot of questions. The first official death in a sanctioned MMA fight. Did you know Sam Vasquez?
As far as Sammy goes, Sammy was a friend of mine, and regardless of whether it was in a fight or anywhere else, Sammy was a friend of mine. A friend of mine is gone, man. So, it sucks either way you look at it. So, I just wish the best for his family and for his son, and I'll do whatever I can for them. But I can't. I really can't say too much about it. I just a friend of mine's gone, and that's the most important part of it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and that sometimes that's forgotten in all of this. Were you aware, since you were close with him, were you aware that he had any medical issues, outside of the cage, just in terms of his life in general?
Not that I know of, but I wasn't with him getting prepared for this fight. I was out in Florida trying to prepare for my fights in the future, and I wasn't there the night that he fought either. But Sammy was tough, and he was a warrior, man. He wanted to fight, and he trained very hard. He's been in and around martial arts for years. I've known Sammy for a really long time, for about 6 or 7 years, and he always trained hard, always worked hard. He came into the gym sometimes when he didn't have a fight, just to help me get ready for fights. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate the things that he did. But again, a friend of mine's gone, man. That's not cool. That's the absolute worst part about it.
Do you think any changes need to be made in light of his tragic death in the sport in terms of, you know, checking fighters beforehand, in terms of the safety of the fighters? Or do you think that, you know, it's been a while since the sport has been around, nothing like this has ever happened, and it's just some freak accident that we just have to learn from?
I couldn't tell you. You know, I'm not a doctor. I don't know what more they could do to make sure that we're you know, physically able to go in there and do what we do. But I've been in some fights that have been tough. I've been in some fights that have been bloody, and I've been in some fights that have been stopped because of those things. And of course, you know, once you're in there, we know. I mean, we all know what we're getting into. We all know the risk involved. Every fight can be your last for a variety of reasons: injury, you know, or even death has always been a possibility. It just, it's the first time that it's really happened. And, you know, so, I mean, if they want to make changes, they can make changes. I'm no politician. I'm no legislator. So, you know, I leave that to those guys. But, you know, that's really all I can say. I don't know.
Obviously, this has had a great effect on you, and you know, I appreciate you talking about it. My final question on that front would be, after this happens, does it make you kind of rethink, you know, your involvement in the sport? I mean, obviously, this is a guy who is very close to you, and something like this happens out of the blue. Is it hard for you to get back in the cage, especially when you have a fight so soon after, you know, the horrible news of your friend's death?
I mean, it's what I do, you know. This is it's really a part of me, and it's a part of every other guy out there that really does this, the guys that are real fighters that do this because they love what they do, and because they would prefer to be not, I mean, they would not give it up to do anything else, you know. It's the same thing, you know. If your father died in a car accident, you're not going to drive to work, you know. It's tragedy happens every day in everybody's life. You know, it's, but you still, but life still goes on. You still have to live your life the way that you feel is the right way for you. And, so, I mean, you know, I'll think about Sammy always, probably think about Sammy a lot before a fight. It may weigh on me then, but, I don't know. This is my first fight since then, but at the same time, you know, I still have those same goals and those same desires, and I'm still going to do those things.
Eve, I appreciate the time. Good luck this Friday, this Saturday night at HGNet Fights Reckless Abandon in your bout against Alonzo Martinez, and continued success in Elite XC, HGNet, and wherever you'll be fighting next.
Thanks, Ariel. I appreciate it, man. You take it easy.